Welcome, everybody, to the County Flag Ceremony for Commonwealth Day. This year's theme is Together We Thrive, and it celebrates the enduring spirit of the Commonwealth family, rooted in the principles of a family, unity and peace. The theme highlights the importance of fostering strong and connected communities that support and empower their members, enabling meaningful progress in the world. So let's begin our time together in prayer. Lord, on this Commonwealth Day, we gather to celebrate our common life as God's people and to celebrate as a Commonwealth of Nations. Today, we look for the words and your guidance to express a hope we can all share, the common future in which we all might flourish. We seek the gifts of an imagination that can hope abundantly and the courage to seize that hope. Confident in the richness and range of our Commonwealth, guide us by your Spirit. Give us wisdom, courage and hope, and keep us faithful now and always. We are one people with one hope under God. Amen. It's now my privilege to invite Councillor Stella Jones, MBE, Chair of Dorset Council, to read the Commonwealth Affirmation.
Let us now stand together to renew our pledge to uphold the serve values and fellowship of our unique global family. The affirmation. We affirm that every person possesses unique worth and dignity, and that by embracing our diversity, we grow stronger together. We affirm our desire for peace among all people and nations, and our belief in justice for everyone, everywhere. We affirm our respect for the natural world and our shared responsibility to be stewards of the earth, working as partners to nurture and protect our common home. We affirm our commitment to empowering young people in every part of our Commonwealth. By honouring their ingenuity and imagination, we celebrate their role in shaping a future in which we can thrive together. United in kinship and common purpose, we cherish the rich tapestry of thought, culture, tradition, and experience that strengthens our bonds. Through fraternity and partnership, we build on our shared inheritance to create a more connected, resilient, and prosperous world. We reiterate our commitment to the values of the Commonwealth Charter, not only as an expression of our ideals and aspirations, but as a guide for action that unites us in progress. Through our Commonwealth connection, we see each other, hear each other, learn from one another, and stand together in mutual respect and goodwill, working hand in hand for a better future. We affirm our belief in the Commonwealth as a powerful force for good in the world and pledge ourselves to its service now and for the future.
Now I invite His Majesty's Lord Lieutenant Mr. Michael Dooley, LVO, to read a message from His Majesty the King, Head of the Commonwealth.
Message from His Majesty the King, Head of the Commonwealth. Last October, leaders from across the Commonwealth came together in Samoa to reaffirm their belief in the value of the Commonwealth as a trusted forum where diverse voices of our member states, the large and the small, the young and the old, come together as one family. These gatherings are important for helping all Commonwealth nations to tackle the challenges of the day, yet they also play another vital role. In these uncertain times, where it is all too easy to believe that our differences are problems instead of a source of strength and an opportunity for learning, the Commonwealth's remarkable collections of nations and peoples come together in the spirit of support and, crucially, friendship. This year, the world reflects on the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. More than 1.5 million men and women who served during the war came from across the Commonwealth to support the United Kingdom and its allies. On this special anniversary, We remember with particular pride and everlasting gratitude the untold sacrifice and selfishness of so many from around our family of nations who gave their lives in that dreadful conflict. The Commonwealth's ability to bring together people from all over the world has stood the test of time and remains an ever important today. Leaders recently reiterated the importance of the collaboration for peace and human rights, as well as for the restoration of nature, both on land and in the oceans. As we mark this Commonwealth Day together, there is no more important task than to restore the disrupted harmony of our entire planet. For the sake of our youngest generation's threatened future, I can only hope that the Commonwealth will continue its vital work to restore that harmony.
And now the Lord Lieutenant's Cadet, Flight Sergeant William Christian, is going to raise the Commonwealth flag for us. So now I invite the High Sheriff of Dorset, Mr. Anthony Woodhouse, to read a message on behalf of the Right Honourable Patricia Scotland, Secretary General of the Commonwealth.
The Commonwealth Day message from the Right Honourable Patricia Scotland, KC, Commonwealth Secretary General. Together we thrive. In a world that can so often feel fragile and divided, we gather today in celebration of a union that has endured, evolved, and flourished through the years. The Commonwealth is a living testament to the strength of connection, the power of friendship, and the possibilities that arise when nations and people come together with unity and purpose. Our family of nations is unique, not just in its breadth, spanning every continent and all the great basins of our one shared ocean, but in the depth of the relationships it nurtures. The ties that bind us are not only those of history, language, or institutions, but of something far greater, a shared commitment to the values that anchor us, peace, justice, and sustainable development. These values have been tested again and again by the challenges of our era, yet they endure because they are lived and championed by the extraordinary people of our 56 nations. In the course of our years together, we have reformed and modernized the Commonwealth in order to maximize the quality and impact of our service to the Commonwealth's 2.7 billion people. During times of profound crisis, including the COVID-19 pandemic, the rapid intensification of climate change, an increasing conflict around the world, and persistent inequality, we have never wavered in our duty to one another. And together, we have built the strongest foundation to rise to these challenges and to seize the opportunities of a changing world. Whatever we are faced with, we can always find hope within our Commonwealth, hope in shared values, in common purpose, and in joint action. It is in the Commonwealth that we see the spirit of collaboration as nations, large and small, stand together to help and support each other. It is in the Commonwealth that we see the power of innovation, led so often by young people whose determination and creativity are reshaping the world before our eyes. And it is in the Commonwealth that we are reminded, perhaps more than anywhere else, that while the forces of division may be strong, the bonds of unity are stronger still. As I prepare to leave office, I reflect with great satisfaction on a Commonwealth that has the capacity and confidence not merely to face the future, but to build it. A Commonwealth that brings people together, drawing strength and inspiration from what we share to create a sustainable and prosperous future in which no one is left behind. This is our history and our promise, our experience and our aspiration. to have served the nations and peoples of the Commonwealth as Secretary General for the last 9 years has been the greatest honour and privilege of my life. I am profoundly grateful to Commonwealth heads of government for offering me the opportunity to serve, and to every friend and partner in our shared journey of progress. I will stand with you all and behind my successor as you continue to stand together, strive together, and thrive together.
And so may God grant to the living grace, to the departed rest, to the Church, the King, the Commonwealth, and all people, unity, peace, and concord, and to us and all God's servants, life everlasting. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you all, with those you love and those you are called to love now, in the name of Christ. Amen. To honour our country and Commonwealth, Elizabeth Carter now plays the national anthem. Thank you for coming today and to celebrate our Commonwealth together. Please do join us for refreshments after the parade is finished. Thank you.